going up there, the old seabird and cemetery up there, that's called three little graves, three little headstones. Up there, I took a picture of it, wrote a story. On occasion of the visit of that brother who was born out in California. He came here, a well-to-do fellow in a night dipster, rode home, he and his wife. We went up there.
Rode up
the hill? As not a weenie backer. That's why he had everything in that home, plumbing and lighting and sanitation, travels. Summer, he goes up through Canada, Brunswick, you know, over the east, looped around by Ed Calder on us and he's back to California. I think he made money in the machine shop he had, construction plant. But anyway, I just get back to people dying. In school, I playmates so oftentimes die. I don't hear that now. I don't hear children dying anymore. They died of accidents, such things. They would have fever, malaria fever, scarlet fever, pneumonia. I think
you don't have that disease of the throat, you know, where you got.
No.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria, yeah, that was very common. I think a lot of them that would be called. A lot of them would be called in. You know, we have a great many doctors now. The medical profession has what they call internists. Not an intern in the hospital, but an internist. He just knows you from your neck down to your waist, supposedly. And we get a lot of them. A lot of people have troubles. I've had trouble for years. So one of these interns took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what afflicted them. Your wounds and that thing. They didn't know about that. Intestines infected. You know, the South has had two diseases. We are rid of now very much. That's hookworm and pellagra.
Yeah. Two nasty diseases.
Yeah. They got most point hookworm prevalent. The Rockefeller Foundation sent down a doctor. I think they call him epidemiologist. Anyway, he was the guy who would look at your feces, discharge with a microscope, see the worms in the worm. And you know, a large percentage of people up there had a hookworm. Mostly black people, but surprisingly, folks with good incomes who lived well. And they were so embarrassed. They catch it. The biggest trouble the doctor had was getting people to submit a specimen. Idea of me having bookworm. Mm-hmm. Not half of them who did submit specimens had worms. The treatment was severe. It was heavy, massive doses of cathartics, castor oil, and such. I had a lot of innocent experience when I went to service in Canada. I went to Georgia, Fort Roosevelt, Georgia, where I was inducted. Then on up to Gettysburg.
And there we
recruits sent for that tank. Well, it wasn't but 8,000 of us. And